101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the program tonight, you heard some stuff from Executioner's Mask. You heard the track called No Funeral, which is taken off the 2020 release called Despair Anthems. And that was put out on the Profound Lore record label, which is a Canadian label known for some really great experimental and extreme metal, but they also put out some very interesting stuff that isn't necessarily loud, sort of like the kind of gothy music of Executioner's Mask. Really cool, dark, post-punkish kind of gothy stuff from the 80s, that sounds like it's from the 80s, I should say. And Executioner's Mask is based out of Philadelphia, and they're a trio. And it's made up of one of the members of a group called Crowhurst, which is a kind of a little bit more louder group than this. But check them out at executionersmask.bandcamp.com. And that track called No Funeral is actually they have a really cool shirt that's based on the reference from The Simpsons, the really dark scene where Mo is putting his head in the oven, and he has a piece of paper taped to his back that says No Funeral. Anyways, that's they have a pretty funny shirt based on that Simpsons episode. Anyways, right here on Canada Post Rock, I got a lot of stuff planned for you tonight. I'm going to try to fit in as much music as I can. And I'm going to be on air with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And don't forget to head to CITR.ca and you can check out some podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. So anyways, you can hear a track from a artist out of Montreal named Helene Barbier. Her new album called Regulus is doing quite well on the Earshot charts. But you're going to hear a track off of it called Jersey Swap. And then after Helene Barbier, you can hear something from Maxine Funk. And a track off a album called Seance. And you'll hear a track called Homage. And this is out on the Colorful Storm record label. And once again, that's Maxine Funk. Or Funk, I'm not sure exactly how to say it. And I do believe it's based out of Melbourne. It's like kind of a little bit more kind of lighter folk stuff. Really, really nice stuff to start off the program tonight. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Helene Barbier. This track is called Jersey Swap. Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and what you just heard was something from a Kiwi singer-songwriter named Maxine Funk, and that's off an album called Seance. You heard a track called Homage, and that's out on the Colorful Storm record label, and that was just released and a few months ago. Or no, actually, no, it was released this month, and it gets a little bit of comparison to Vashti Bunyan in some ways. Really nice kind of late folk music to start off the program tonight. And prior to that, you heard something from Helene Barbier out of Montreal. You heard a track called Jersey Swap. And I'm back in the studio once again this weekend, and hope everyone's having a really good Friday evening and getting ready for your long weekend, whatever you're doing. Stay safe out there. It's going to be pretty hot out, and remember to stay cool and stay hydrated, and to check in on friends and family and loved ones. And whatever you're doing, hopefully you can tune in to CITR as you engage in your summer activities. So anyways, up next we're gonna hear some Canadian post-rock, and we're gonna hear something from Jason Sharp. He is based out of Montreal, and he has a album out called The Turning Center of a Still World, and you'll hear a track off of it called Everything is Waiting for You. And this is a pre-order, and it will release August 25th, so just in a few weeks. It's going to come out on Constellation Records, the ever fantastic Canadian post-rock label. And if you're not familiar, Jason Sharp is a saxophonist and acoustic composer based in Montreal. So after Jason Sharp, we can hear some more stuff and some longtime post-rock artists named Fly Pan Am. They have a new album out called Frontera, and you're going to hear a track off of it, something called Scaling. And this was released in May on Constellation Records as well. And if you're not familiar, check out the body of Fly Pan Am's work and for some very kind of more experimental post-rock, I guess. So anyways, I'm going to stop talking right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jason Sharp.
Red Camp Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Fly Pan Am, a very haunting and dramatic track called Scaling. It's taken off the brand new album called Frontera, put out on Constellation Records. And I do believe they have a music video for one of these songs. I think it's something called Scanner, which you can check out at flypanam.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Jason Sharp with the track called Everything Is Waiting For You, coming from a forthcoming album called The Turning Center of a Still World. It's out on Constellation Records as well. And up next, we're going to hear something from the recent Godspeed You Black Emperor album called Godspeed at State's End. And this came out a few months ago in April, actually. And you're going to hear a track off of it, something called Fire at Static Valley. And this is one of the tracks of the four tracks on this album. The other two are quite long form pieces, clocking in at around 10 minutes. Really, really great stuff. So I think we're going to hear that. And then after that, we're going to hear something from the longtime Japanese post-rock legends named Mono. And Mono has a forthcoming album called Pilgrimage of the Soul. And you can hear the track called Riptide, which is the opening track. And this is the 11th album. And this one is out on Temporary Residence Records. And it will be coming out on September 17th. But they do have a preview track up on their Bandcamp. And really, really excited for this. Mono is always fantastic. And if you have, you ever get the chance to see them live, definitely take it. They put on a super, super good show. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Godspeed, You Black Emperor. Never Back. That was something from Mono, a track off the brand new album called Pilgrimage of the Soul. Actually, the forthcoming album, Pilgrimage of the Soul. And you heard the opening track called Riptide. That's the 11th studio album of Mono. And I think they put out a Christmas album called Scarlet Holiday recently in December, which is a two-track gift, I guess. And then recently they put out a live album called Beyond the Past. Check it out at monoofjapan.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Godspeed You Black Emperor with the track something called Fire at the Valley, taken off the Godspeed at State's End that just came out a few months ago on Constellation Records. And you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to be with you for the next 45 minutes. And we're going to shift into a little bit different gears now, make a left turn from what you've been hearing, and we're going to move into some kind of heavier, more aggressive techno, and we're going to hear something from new stuff from the Purr record label, which is a electronic label based out of Belgium, and they're also home to B-Ball Joints and some other really, really cool stuff. You can check it out at purrpurr.bandcamp.com. That's P-R-R-P-R-R. And one of the latest releases is something from Terra Octa. And Terra Octa has a new album out called Plus, and you can hear a track off of it called Knights of Dusselcore. Really heavy, kind of aggressive electronica. And then after that, we're going to hear something from DJ David Goblin. And he has an album out called Orc Music and 20K, I should say. And this is, I think, a bunch of collaboration DJs on this really, really crazy stuff. In some ways, it's kind of reminiscent of, if you've heard Otto von Schirach, very heavy, kind of aggressive. I don't know if it's called breakcore, but anyways, check it out. From DJ David Goblin, you can hear a track called Globes Muck Sin. And this one's also out on the Purr record label. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Terra Octa.
Knights of Dusselcore. We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some kind of aggressive, I think hard style is what they call it. That was DJ David Goblin and the Horde. That's off the Orc Music 20K album. You heard the track called Glob Muck Sin. And prior to that, you heard something from Terra Octa with a track off the Plus album. You heard the track called Knights of Dusselcore. These are both put out on the Per record label. And so we're going to keep going with some more kind of out there electronic music. And we're going to hear something from a remix album done by Helena Hoff. It's called Kern Volume 5, and it came out last year. It's over 2 hours of music, all kinds of stuff that she's put out over the years, even stuff in the early 90s. So it just shows how huge and long of a career Helena Hoff has had. And we're going to hear a track off of this album, but it's a remix of a group called Nasenbluten. And this is a very heavy electronic group out of Australia, and they're known for some very, I guess they call it gabber. It's a very hardcore techno. And interestingly enough, this stuff has even come out on the Earache record label, which is known for some very loud and extreme metal. So it's a you have an idea of what you're going to hear if you know that it's associated with Earache Records. But Nasenbluten ran from, I think, 1992 to 2001, and once again, they're out of Australia. And Helena Hoff did a remix of a track called Intellectual Killer. So we're going to hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Helena Hoff remixing Nasenbluten. Thank you.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was Helena Hoff remixing Nazen Bluten, the Australian electronic group from the 90s, and they're known as a kind of hardcore techno gabber type group. You heard the track called Intellectual Killer, and that's taken from the Kern Volume 5 compilation that came out last year from Helena Hoff. And I think she has a new EP that came out this year, so perhaps we'll be hearing it in the coming weeks on this program. But yeah, and Nazen Bluten, some pretty out there extreme electronica from the, I guess, breakcore genre. And I mentioned they were featured on a Earache Records compilation in the last segment, so that's pretty interesting that they're featured on that label. So anyways, we're going to keep going some more music on the program. I'm going to try to fit in as much as we can last little bit, and we're going to move into a little bit more kind of louder metal, and we're going to hear something from the new album from The Body. And The Body has a new album out called I've Seen All I Need to See, and you're going to hear a track off of it, something called They Are Coming. And they are based out of Portland, Oregon, and they're a duo making some very loud, droney, extreme kind of noisy metal, I guess. Anyways, they've played Vancouver a couple times, or quite a few times, I should say. And if you get the chance to see them, definitely do it. You're going to be in for a very, very loud show. I think one of the times I saw them at the Astoria, they blew the breaker and they couldn't finish their set because they just had too many amps. So this album was just released on, I think it was out on Thrill Jockey Records, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll check into that and get back to you after the next segment. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Body. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from The Body off the new album called I've Seen All I Need to See. The track called They Are Coming. And yeah, so if you enjoyed that, check out more stuff at thebody.bandcamp.com. And yeah, so we were enjoying the program this evening. And once again, if you've missed something that I said, or if you want to recheck out the show later on, or check out some other shows, you can head to citr.ca and check out the podcast and the playlist, and there's all kinds of stuff like that. So once again, citr.ca. And we're going to hear something from Amyl and the Sniffers. They have a new single out called Security that was just shared recently. And I'm not sure if they have a new album coming out, but if you're not familiar, Amyl and the Sniffers are, I think, Australian-based, and actually finding out about them a little bit late for some reason. I heard about them from the singer, I guess Amyl, being on a track from the group called, oh, they're slipping my mind, oh, Sleaford Mods. They have a new music video, and she appeared on it as a guest. So that's how I got into Amyl and the Sniffers. So anyways, they have two albums out, and I think a forthcoming album that will be out quite soon. And once again, they're an Australian punk group. We're going to hear something called Security. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a group called Scowl, and some kind of East Bay hardcore. And we're going to hear a track. I'm not sure what I have queued up right now, but yeah, just keep it in mind, you're going to hear something from Scowl. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a group called Novel, which is a local Vancouver kind of post-punkish type danceable group. Yeah, I think they're doing a little bit well on the Earshot charts right now. They kind of remind me of that band from the 2000s called Moving Units, a little bit more kind of angular, danceable post-punk. But yeah, anyways, we're going to hear three artists in this next set, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Amyl and the Sniffers. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. That was Novel, and they are a local group, and you heard a track called Sign on the Line, and the album is called Novel with an E. So it's N-O-V-3-L, like N number 03. Oh, anyways, novel.bandcamp is their bandcamp that you can check out. And it's doing pretty well on the Earshot National Campus Radio charts. If you check out those charts, it's a really great resource for checking out new music and seeing what the campus community radio stations are playing all across Canada. And before that, you heard something from Scowl and a track, something from an album called Reality After Reality, I believe, and you heard the track called Retail Hell, and that's a 5-track EP, and they put on a really killer show. Hopefully they'll come to Vancouver sometime soon. Before Scowl, you heard something from Amel and the Sniffers, a new single called Security, that was just released a few days ago. So that's from the Australian post-punk, I guess not post-punk, I guess straight up punk group. So I hope you had a good time listening to the music I was playing tonight, and have a really good long weekend. I'll be here next week with some more great music. And if you missed anything, hit to citr.ca and check out the podcasts and the playlists. And I'm going to leave you this week with something from Sukian Lee and Adam Liedowitz, and they have a collaboration album out called Juge 2 that was put out on Mint Records, a local label. And you can hear a track off of it called Delicate Tracks. And yeah, so keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And also just want to mention I'm wearing a mask, so my voice might be a little bit more muffled than what you're used to. And I'm really adjusting to getting back into the swing of being in the station and adjusting to this COVID lifestyle, I guess. So yeah, anyways, I'll be back next week with some more great music right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sukian Lee and Adam Liedowitz. Yeah.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please.